24 away from midday. Well, many of us do know, the Coast to Coast is one of the most iconic and grueling multi-sport races in New Zealand, and one that tests even the hardiest of athletes' endurance too. So what happens when a group of teenagers from Aranui High School are given the opportunity to train for and race alongside some big legends of the sport? Well, actually, it's the subject of a new documentary, East to East, directed by Vanessa Wells, who joins me in the studio right now. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Oh, a pleasure. Thank you for being here today. Now, let's start with this. What made you decide to make this the subject of your documentary?
It was almost accidental, really. I actually did the Coast to Coast myself as an individual the year before.
Right. Well, you know what it's all about.
Yeah. So I kind of had an understanding of what these guys were going through, and you know, I'm a complete noob at this kind of stuff. And,
yes.
You know, if I can do it, then, you know, I would encourage lots of people to do it. But the woman that helped me through the course, Rosie Shakespeare, she became a very dear friend, and she's a marvellous coach and kayak tutor.
Oh, right.
And she had posted on her Facebook page that she was involved with this new scheme to get some students to go and do the race. And I was like, oh, my God, Rosie, that's just the most amazing thing. Somebody should make a documentary about that.
Ta-da.
And then it was like, oh, maybe I'll make the documentary. So, yeah, so then I became emotionally involved, and you just get pulled along, and all of a sudden we're here.
Look at that. So what was it like working and, you know, filming with the teenagers who were thrust into something so outside their comfort zone, really?
Yeah, totally. There's a really lovely part in the middle of the documentary, actually, where one of the youth workers talks about actually the interviewing and the filming and the dealing with other adults is more of a challenge than actually the race itself.
Wow.
So there's a whole social side that goes with it. It was really interesting seeing people so far out there comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I kind of had an understanding of what that was like on the race course, but socially that was a whole ball game that I just had to navigate my own way through it. And I was out of my comfort zone too.
Is that right? So that took some time, I'd imagine, then, to overcome all of that.
Yeah, it did. I just kind of hung around, and I sort of hung around in the shadows, and there was a lot of time where they were sort of going, oh, that woman's turned up again with a camera. And I was like, yep. And then gradually I became part of the environment and part of the routine.
Oh, I see. Okay, good stuff. How long did they have to train for the event itself, the teams?
It was actually done in a bit of a rush. It was pretty much October to race day, which is the second week in February, which is quite short.
Yeah, it is,
was end of September.
You throw Christmas in the mix as well, and holidays or whatever.
Yeah, well, you can't kind of take your time off over Christmas. And that was one of the things that the students had to get used to was, you know, they weren't hanging out with their mates, and they weren't sort of skiving off on holidays. They were getting up at 6 a.m. and training for 4 hours. So that was...
It's a real discipline, isn't it?
It really is. They were very, very impressive.
Did you notice a change in their attitude whilst training?
It was a gentle change. They are a really tight unit, and I noticed that the unit themselves and the bonds between the students got stronger and stronger. You know, Bryce and Taitama were really tight, and then Shalita and Kayla are still very, very good friends. They were beforehand, but I think that when you go through an adventure like this, it makes you really tight. And then the payoff is later on. There was a massive change for me coming back to interview Taitama 1 year on. I suddenly went, oh, my goodness. There was quite a change there.
Yes.
Fascinating. And I think, you know, the payoffs are long and slow, especially when you're dealing with teenagers.
Yeah, I can imagine too. Now, the big thing in the documentary is the support they had around them with, the likes of Steve Gurney. And so how did the guys deal with what were huge hurdles, you know, to get the kids' race ready?
Well, a lot of it was done by the team that was here in Christchurch. So
I see.
Came down to Dan DeBont and Jess DeBont and Steve Moffat and Rosie Shakespeare. And there were other people that came in as well to sort of help train these guys.
Yes.
And then Steve and Nathan and Emily were involved via emails and phone calls. And then they would have a couple of big sessions where they would come in and work with them as well. So, it was difficult because they were all spread around the country.
I can imagine.
You know, Nathan's Nelson, Steve's Queenstown.
Well, you've alluded to it, you know, the social side to the story about the disadvantages faced in parts of Christchurch. How's that played out in the film?
From a filmmaker's perspective,
yes.
I made a strong creative decision at the beginning that it wasn't going to be a reality TV doco. I didn't want to get access into their homes. I didn't want to pry into
their intrusive aspect.
Yeah,
isn't part of it.
It is there, but it's unsaid. So
I see. Yes.
From an audience's perspective, I would like you to go along and go, oh yeah, I get it. Because you can feel it and you can see the social situations that these guys have come through without it being spelled out sort of reality TV style, I suppose.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
And it was important for me to sort of show respect and to, you know, keep the students safe. I didn't want to expose them to, you know, what could happen. We didn't know where the documentary was going to go or what was going to happen.
Right.
So,
okay.
No, that was really important to me too.
Now, many will know of your acting background. So what was it like, you know, directing a documentary?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah,
Is it a natural progression? Because we often hear about this, you know, people going to producing and directing, or some people do.
Yeah.
Is it the next step up, or is it a totally different ball game?
I actually think it's a move sideways.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a shift up because, I mean, to me, directing, you have to be so incredibly collaborative. And if you've got people working in front of the camera, oh, my God, what they bring to anything is just amazing. And I think in some ways it gives you a really good insight of what goes into that process.
Mm-hmm.
But I have adored being able to just watch and create and pull together somebody else's story. It's been a real privilege to be part of something that's bigger than me.
That was the word I was going to use next. Is it a privilege?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a line in the film where they say the students were voluntold rather than volunteered. And that's exactly it. You know, it was like, oh, okay, did they actually have a choice in this?
Yes.
But they did have a choice as to whether or not to get involved in the documentary, and I'm just so lucky that they were. Yeah, the
would you do it again?
Oh my God, in a heartbeat.
Oh wow,
yeah.
that's always a telling sign, isn't it? If you're happy to just jump in their boots and all. So fantastic story, stunning film by the sounds of it.
And heartwarming.
Heartwarming. Yeah. Right. So touching.
Very touching. Mm. Yeah. I've had people come out going, you made me cry.
Oh.
So yeah, which is really sweet too. So it's really nice. And the whole aim was to actually to move and change and make people look at students from Aronui a little bit differently. And also for anybody from Aronui to be able to look at it and go, if they can do it, maybe I can do it.
Yep.
And that's really important too.
Yeah, that's a very important message. So where do we see it?
Oh, it's on at the New Zealand International Film Festival, which is so exciting, and I'm so absolutely stoked to be part of. It's their 50th anniversary, and they're on in Christchurch. It opens on the 2nd of August, but you can pick up the brochures anywhere around town. East to East opens on Sunday the 5th, and I've got three screenings on the 5th, the 6th, and the 19th.
Of August.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, right.
Of August,
No, that's good. That's good to know. Well, thank you so much for coming in. That's brilliant.
You're very welcome.
Catch up on what it's all about, and we look forward to your next documentary.
Oh, there's a few lined up. It's going to be great.
Good. Good stuff. Appreciate that. That is East to East we're talking about, by the way, which we'll be playing as part of the film festival here in Christchurch next month. Vanessa Wells with me. Thank you. Vanessa, it is...